recently visited the most vulgar art show I've ever seen. But it wasn't so much the imagery, but the words that made this exhibit so disturbing. It was a woman's room online, and everyone I spoke to left it shocked and enraged. Amy Davis Roth created the exhibit.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Carrie.
So you have a new art show called...
A Woman's Room Online.
A Woman's Room Online. And what is that?
It is an installation art project, and it is loosely based on a 1970s feminist art project called The Woman House, where some feminist artists came in, they took over an entire house, and they redecorated each room and either did performance pieces or installation art projects that sort of express the plight of women in today's society, that being in the 1970s, of course.
Okay.
I was very inspired by that, and so I thought that I would do a similar project, but modernize it and express the way women are treated on the internet. So I called it A Woman's Room Online.
So it's about how women are treated awesomely on the internet?
Unfortunately, it is a project that points out the targeted harassment and stalking that we are seeing of prominent women online
okay.
in today's society. Yeah, it's an 8x10 office space that we built from the ground up, and it is completely blanketed with messages of hate and harassment that have been directed at women who are journalists or they earn part of their living online.
And some of this was directed at you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's an interesting experience. I was targeted because I write for a blog called skeptchick.org, which is a feminist blog. And so I've been targeted for going on 3 years now with very specific death threats, rape threats, and just average hate, I suppose.
So how have people been reacting to it, to the show?
It's fascinating. Actually, I have a live feed of the room. So when people walk into the room, you can see their reactions.
Well, yeah, it's like, look at the volume. It's not just one guy or a couple of guys or occasional messages.
And that is why I did this art show, so that people will realize that this is happening every day. We see these messages on a regular basis. And for me, one of the worst things that happened was having my home address posted online and having people... repost that all over the internet in an attempt to silence me.
So what do you want people to walk away with if they take one message from this art show? What do you want them to retain?
So there's actually a lot of things that you can do. You can simply reach out to someone if you see that they're being targeted and let them know that you support them. We often talk about raising the social cost of internet abuse. So something as simple as thumbs upping a positive comment or saying that a sexist joke isn't funny can really help a lot. So it's just awareness raising, really.
So you're really more talking not to the abusers, but to the people who are maybe silent allies.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So where can people go to see it?
The exhibit is on display until October 13th at the Center for Inquiry, Los Angeles. And you can view it during daily business hours.
Cool. And where can they see that spy cam?
Oh, yeah. awomansroomonline.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Amy Davis Roth, an artist and writer.